From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more facts emerge about yesterday's shooting. Shooting suspect Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tafshin Malik fired as many as 75 shots during a shooting rampage Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. 14 people were killed in the attack at the County Handicap Training Center.
We did locate the one pipe bomb. There was actually three pipe bombs combined into one that had a remote control car type remote control device that appears to have not have worked in this case. There were also four high-capacity 223 rifle magazines that were dropped by the suspects and left in there as evidence that had been recovered.
That's local police chief Jared Bergwan. He described the couple as an American-born local government health inspector and his Pakistani wife. The two were killed in a shootout with police. Investigators say it was too soon to say what the couple's motive was for launching the massacre. Fighting was reported in central Somalia Thursday, a day after the leaders of the rival Puntland and Galmudug administration signed a peace agreement. A reporter in the town of Galkayo said the fighting began early Thursday with heavy gunfire. He said both sides used mortars. British fighter jets have carried out the first airstrikes in Syria targeting the Islamic State following a vote in Parliament. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Just hours after military action was approved, four British Tornado jets took off from their base in Cyprus to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The first bombs were dropped on the Omar oil refineries in the east that it's believed were used to fund the terror group. Britain has sent eight further jets to its base in Cyprus as the bombing campaign intensifies. Henry Ridgewell, London.
This is VOA News. Switzerland's Justice Ministry has identified FIFA Vice Presidents Alfredo Hauit and Juan Angel Naput as the two Latin American officials arrested Thursday in the latest raids targeting FIFA officials. The ministry said both men opposed their extradition to the United States at their police hearings in Zurich Thursday. Swiss officials indicate the United States suspects the men of accepting bribes worth millions of dollars. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria. The attacks began shortly after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. British defense officials say Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to the base. A Turkish official says the foreign ministers of Turkey and Russia met Thursday on the sidelines of a Europe security meeting. It was the first high-level bilateral talk since Turkey downed a Russian fighter jet late last month. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, said Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in the Serbian capital of Belgrade with his Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Cavusoglu, at the ministerial session of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Russian-Turkish relations became strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near Turkey's border with Syria on November 24th. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told a group of European foreign ministers that Russia and Ukraine must work to end tensions and restore the ceasefire in Ukraine. Kerry spoke Thursday at the annual ministerial council of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge.
The accused conviction and sentence on count one are set aside and replaced with the following. Guilty of murder, with the accused having had criminal intent in the form of dolus eventualis.
The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case of the Olympic star who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Judge Eric Leach said regardless of whether Pistorius thought he was shooting at an unknown intruder or knew it was his girlfriend, he should have known his actions could cause death. The murder charge carries a minimum 15 years in prison. The case now goes back to Pistorius's original court for a new sentence. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged negotiators at the climate change talks in Paris to adopt a universal agreement to begin alleviating the effects of global warming. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.